you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences, or just not manifesting what you want in life, welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey all, welcome to episode 89. Are you in a codependent relationship? Ooh, how do you know? So love is unselfish, but how far would you go for your beloved? You might be in a codependent relationship if there is an imbalance of power in the relationship. A lot of people don't even know that there is. Codependency is when you are dependent on someone else for your own self-worth and boundaries get ignored. In codependent relationships, one person is generally the rescuer and the other is the rescued. The rescuer finds their self-worth from taking care of their partner. They love to feel needed and feel drained when they feel like they do not matter. The rescued finds their self-worth from the attention they receive from their partner. If the rescued does not feel loved, they seek attention elsewhere. Both the rescuer and rescued abandon themselves and are codependent on each other for their self-worth. And you've heard me say it before. They abandon themselves and are codependent on each other for their self-worth.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Instead of experience real intimacy in the relationship, they're either rescuing or being rescued, and that's not intimacy. So, are you in a codependent relationship? Let's kind of consider the following things. Now, you might be in a codependent relationship if you believe it's your responsibility to please everyone or keep everyone happy. You're cautious so as not to annoy or offend your partner. You have difficulty telling your partner no. You prioritize your partner over important events like work or family. You put others' needs before your own. You worry about your partner leaving you. Being alone makes you feel anxious, and maybe super anxious. There are things you would like to change about your partner. You are tuned into your partner's feelings, but don't know how you actually feel. In arguments, you blame your partner for the way you feel. Do you relate to any of those codependent ways that I just talked about? Are they showing up in your relationship? Healing from codependency will require you to tune into what you need. Take responsibility for the way you feel and either accept your partner for the way they are or understand they're not going to change and it's potentially a really bad situation for you. Here's what you can do to change your codependent relationship to an intimate relationship. And this can be kind of difficult, but this is what needs to happen. One of the most important steps to take when you realize you're in a codependent relationship is to strengthen the relationship you have with yourself. Because you've been living somebody else's life. You are all consumed with this person and don't even know how you truly feel. You've got to build up that self-esteem. Codependency stems from low self-esteem, low self-worth. So you've got to build up that confidence so you no longer depend on your partner or the relationship for happiness. Sometimes we're not even aware that we seek happiness outside of ourselves, and that's never going to work in a relationship. So how do you build up the self-esteem? Start exercising, pick up new hobbies, repeat positive affirmations daily, find a counselor, find a coach. You can journal. If you're in a codependent relationship, you're probably unaware of your own needs and thoughts, or even how to support your own well-being. And journaling will help you keep on track of the way you feel. This is where you're going to put down how you feel. It's your journal. It's not about them. It's your journal, how you're feeling. You want to regularly include these prompts in your journaling. What's important to you? What can you do to support your well-being today? What do you need? How can you give yourself what you need? So, what I just said, now flip that. What is important to me? What can I do to support my well-being today? What do I need? How can I give myself what I need? We've got to focus on what we can control. Because you can't control other people's words, feelings, or actions. And instead of worrying about those things you can't control, you've got to learn to accept others as they are. Even if they're an asshat, right? We've got to accept that. So focus your energy on things you can control, like your words, actions, and behavior. And this is super hard, but it's learning and practicing not to take things personally. Somebody else's reactions are part of their own development and journey, and it doesn't necessarily reflect anything to you. So ask yourself why these triggering events make you feel a certain way. Start by practicing saying no. You might struggle with saying no because you fear no will hurt someone else's feelings or harm the way they think about you. So before you say yes to something, ask yourself, am I doing this because I would love to, or am I doing this because of fear? Accept it is not your job to fix someone else's issues. You might get a part of your self-worth from rescuing others and fixing their issues, but that's just keeping you stuck. And if that's the case, remind yourself that it is not your job to rescue others. Yes, it's great to help other people, but not to the detriment of yourself. Take responsibility for your own happiness. Do small things to make yourself happy each day. Instead of finding happiness from the approval of your partner, practice making yourself happy. Now here we go. Accept your partner as they are. You cannot control whether or not your partner changes. Instead of hoping your partner will change, accept your partner for who they are. And if they're not changing on their own, again, this can be very harmful to you if you guys are in this codependent relationship and neither is willing to work on each other's selves. You know what I mean? Like, they're not willing to work on themselves and you're not willing to work on yourself. You can't have a one-way relationship. So shifting from a codependent relationship to an intimate relationship with your partner will be extremely challenging if both people aren't on board. So prioritizing yourself over your partner might feel uncomfortable at first, but you have to put some focus on yourself here. Growing out of your codependent relationship will help you experience a truly intimate relationship with yourself. This empowers you to grow individually and maybe even together. So if you're struggling in a codependent relationship, if you're finding yourself low self-worth, low self-esteem, or not even really sure that that's what's happening, just got this relationship that's all one way, and you need some assistance, reach out. I'd love to hear from you. You can check out my Work With Me page, HeidiDelaire.com. And I'd just really love to hear your thoughts about this episode. What are you struggling with? If you're in a codependent relationship, how long have you been in it? Why haven't you taken the steps to change it and yourself? What do you need to become more aware of yourself in this relationship, or love yourself? Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.